From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster. We're global, baby. Covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now. Welcome to another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome to The Rod Peterson Show, episode number 228. Who's been sleeping in my bed? This boom mic is floppy.
Uh-oh.
Can we get some performance-enhancing drugs for my mic stand, please? It's floppy. Hi. I'm Rod, he's Darren, and Ryan, our technical producer, said he's going to go to the local truck stop bathroom. Need a toonie? Let me see. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, it is.
My mentions are crazy. My mentions are crazy. And we're going to be opening with that shortly when we get to the quick six show topics today. But, you know, I always line up who the guests are going to be on the program right at this time. And they're awesome today. Obviously, the sports doctor joining us out of Winnipeg. Star of stage, film, and screen, Kim Coates. Sons of Anarchy. Bad Boys 2. That Kim Coates. He's going to be with us live. Thank you, Clark. Great job. Another grand slam by Clark. Former CFL coach receiver Khalil Carter, and probably another CFL coach again one day. Coach Carter is going to be with us. And I smiled. My heart got warm when I saw Justin Dunk on the marquee that the Dunkster will be with us from 3downnation.com, because I'm all up the Canada West five-game schedule thing, the story that he broke. So all of that. How are you before I dive immediately into the...
I'm good. Yeah, good. Ready to roll. I know Kim Coates is excited to come on. Him and Clark have been working on making sure that connection's going to be great and everything else. And yeah, he's excited. So, and I know a lot of people are... you talk about the mentions. I mean, they're excited for Kim Coates.
That actually was my point before I dive into the fun stuff here is our mentions on Facebook went bonkers last night with people writing in questions for Kim Coates. And I guess I probably should have written them down, but I didn't. So if you have questions now, Prairie Mobile text line, write me. 306-840-8777. Questions for Kim Coates. Because I know him, but I don't know him as well as you super fans know him. So if there's questions that you'd like, I'll ask them for you. And then on the Facebook wall too. It reminds me one time of being in the tap house in Estevan when Ray Bourque was there. He was in, we were speaking at the Bruins dinner, and he came on my radio show, Ray Bourque. And there was a guy sitting at the bar who was dyed-in-the-wool Bruins fan, guys. Dyed-in-the-wool. And he just came down. He was an oil field worker, and he knew that Ray Bourque was going to be there that afternoon. He came down just to meet him and get an autograph. And I said, would you like to come on the air and interview Ray Bourque? And he, what? I said, well, you know far more Bruins lore than I do. Why don't you come interview Ray Bourque? Same thing. If you want to interview Kim Coates, viewer takeover.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. It's a great idea.
I ended up looking like a high priest for doing that, and all it did was get me off the hook for having to interview Ray Bourque. And we ended up having a great time.
That's a win-win.
It's a win-win. So to the quick six show topics, and are you guys keeping track of these questions? Because I got to pay attention to business here. Things that come up, please write them down yourself. I've got more than six show topics today. I've limited them to six, but I probably have 8, 9, or 10. So get ready.
Okay.
Fallout from the Fajardo rant, point number one here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. The fallout is simply this. The boys were saying, our technical producer, Ryan Barocco, that the video now has 15,000 views of me ranting on Jeff from Calgary, the Stamps fan. Have we seen him this morning, by the way?
I hope he's okay.
My guess is we're not going to see him for a while. The fallout was twofold, all positive. Cody Fajardo thanking me, retweeting the clip, and saying thanks for always having his back, which I always will. As you now know, Darren, if you're on this side, I'll have your back forever. If you're on that side, may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, I know.
But Cody's my guy.
Yeah.
Jeff Heck chiming in, Grey Cup champion of the Blue Bombers, former rider, super guy, friend of mine, has injected some clarification here, and he said that the players will be taken care of, as far as he knows, by the federal government. And I'm probably spending too much time on point one here, but just to it is important. Jeff said, full disclosure, he's currently a free agent. He doesn't have a contract, so he's not getting emails from the Players Association, which is kind of a glimpse into how things work for players, whether you're under contract or you're not. But Jeff said he expects that they will qualify for federal funding, which actually goes to another question, and maybe that should be our poll question today. Are you in favor of American CFL players receiving Canadian government funding?
Ooh.
Now we're getting in a slippery, dicey situation here. But anyways, my point wasn't as much about the players not being looked after, although I did say that in the clip. My point was more about players being taken advantage of, because Cody Fajardo was on his way up. We related this in our morning meeting to The Last Dance and Michael Jordan, which I've watched episode 6 last night. Michael Jordan got to that high, high pedestal, and it got to a point where people wanted to knock him off the pedestal. Cody is still climbing. But he's on the trajectory of he's going to get to the pedestal, and then there's going to be people trying to knock his block off. But at this time right now, everybody wants a piece of Cody Fajardo around here. That's the truth. Well, a piece of Cody Fajardo is worth something. That was what my point was. And he shouldn't be expected to give himself away for free. His contract is to play football. He gets paid to play football. Anything outside of that, you should have to pay up. But I thank Jeff Heck for the clarification, and I thank Cody for the kind words. I'm going to speed it up a little here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Point two, Raptors, Blue Jays. The mayor of Toronto, John Tory, says talks are underway for a return with restrictions being relaxed somewhat. But what it doesn't say is this before fans, not before fans? What does it mean? They're very tight-lipped about that, which is fine, but it's leading to optimism. By the way, your comment yesterday, I said this a long time ago before we even started this show. You and I make a good team.
Yep.
You were talking about NFL teams opening their stadiums to a limited amount of fans. I wasn't really listening when you said that yesterday. So as I now go and read the Athletic column on this, it was what you said.
Yeah.
And Miami itself, their owners spoke on Good Morning America and said that they would allow 15,000 fans in.
Yeah.
So you were on this 24 hours ahead of me.
Well, and they've got... You know, but I wasn't on the Murder Hornets, so call it a wash.
That's why we're a good team. Good morning, Jeff Stamps.
Exactly.
Good morning, Jeff the Stamps fan. We were wondering where you were. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Continue.
No, that's good. But yeah, they're going to have separate, you know, designated gates that they'll use to make sure they, you know, comply with social distancing. And yeah, 15,000 fans. But that's of today. I mean, this is changing on a week by week, month by month basis. So where we are today and what we hope will happen today might change a month from now. And as long as we're willing to adapt and you know, grow with the situation, then it'll all be fine.
I'm to point three. I'm loath to get into the what-if scenario, but I also know sports talk radio was built on the what-if scenario. That's how guys fill the time 24 hours a day in the major markets on sports talk radio, so I get it. And my point is the CFL, if you were to play the what-if game, training camps are to open May 17th, today's May 6th. Dang, that went fast from when they announced training camp openings is postponed. So if they were to open the border to say, hey, we'll let you in because you're coming to try out for the Rough Riders, even if they did, which is what they would have to do and deem it essential travel, those players would have to quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah.
So would. For a rookie American coming up to, like, all those Riders signed a couple of guys Monday, where are you going to put them for 14 days?
I know.
How are you going to feed them for 14 days?
That all goes into it.
And I know that the CFL has thought about all of this. I have not until starting to think about it because it's not my job. It's theirs. But you see what a logistical headache this is becoming.
It is.
Or actually not becoming. It is.
Well, that's why it's taken so long too, because there's so many things to consider. And then, you know, when you think you've got it figured out, there's three or four more things that you forgot to consider. Now you got to work that around. So yeah, it's a big logistical situation for sure. You know, what hotels are going to be partnered for the quarantine and who's going to provide the food and all of that thing. How are you going to ensure that the players stay quarantined and don't go out? There's a lot to consider.
To point four, the Ontario Premier Doug Ford confirms Toronto as a hub city for the National Hockey League once they continue their regular season, then into playoffs. Interesting to see how that will work. And I put in brackets Edmonton because the Alberta Premier Jason Kenney, who was in the same grade as my brother at Notre Dame, by the way.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that, everybody. We are officially back on the air. I don't know what happened. They said something crashed in the back. We had a computer crash. It happens. I don't know how long the break was, but we're back. We were through 4 points of the Quick Six show topics, and we know we have the sports doctor, Dave Patrician, awaiting in Winnipeg. And we'll be getting to you. We're going to take our break before we get to Dave, right, Clark?
Yeah.
Staying on track. So hang on. Just rolling through our topics here. Where we left off was Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, confirming that Toronto will be a hub city for the National Hockey League. If you had to guess if there would be an NHL conclusion to the regular season and playoffs, what would you say? I would say yes.
Yeah, I would say yes, too. And again, people that we've talked to are pretty confident that there'll be an NHL season, that there'll be a Stanley Cup awarded in 2020. I mean, we're talking to the billions of dollars if there's no CFL or no NHL season resumed, no Stanley Cup handed out, the playoffs, all of those things. It's a big deal. So I think they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that they finish the season and hand out a Stanley Cup. But of course, I mean, when it comes down to it, if you can't do it safely, they won't. But they're going to do everything they can to make sure they can do it safely.
Apologies if I look distracted. I'm just sharing the show. I'm resharing it to all my groups. And I would ask all of you viewers right now, if you don't mind, go down to the bottom of your screen and hit share. It would help us out a lot, particularly if you love the show. And we're so happy. Thank you, baby Facebook Jesus, that Ryan Barocco, our technical producer, was here today. He's here most days, but some days he's not. We wouldn't be back on the air, I don't think, without Wonder Barocco.
Yeah.
Point five. National Football League, there's not a lot going on, but there's more going on than a lot of other leagues because they are planning to play. Stephen A. saying this morning on Get Up, please tell me if you agree with this or not, that Cam Newton should sit out 2020. Nobody can figure out why Cam Newton has been without a contract since being released on March, I think it was 26th, by the Carolina Panthers, that nobody's signed him yet. What's the deal? And Stephen A. says he should sit out the year. For health reasons, he's had concussion issues, knee issues, shoulder issues. Would you?
No. Not a chance.
I wouldn't either.
No. I mean, the NFL is so much of a what have you done for me lately kind of league. And we're in a society where if you go off the radar for, geez, just a little bit, you go off the radar for a year, I forget about you real quick, really quick. And there's, you know, young quarterbacks that got drafted. We had, you know, three or four good quarterbacks get drafted early on in this year's draft. There's going to be more coming next year. Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson and others. There might not be room for Cam Newton to come back in the league, especially as a starter. So, no, you got to play. And now, if it's about health and you can be healthy a year from now and you know somebody's going to be looking and you got a shot, it's a big gamble to take. So, I don't know where he's at, but I wouldn't do it.
Financially, he could. It didn't hurt Le'Veon Bell when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
Cost him millions of dollars, but he's making that up. So, it's something to think about. And point six, last one before we break and bring in the sports doctor, Korean baseball, our new passion. They're playing. They're the only pro sports league on the continent that is playing. Today's scores, they're already done. Wednesday's games. Okay. You know that, right? The Wyverns, my Wyverns beat your Eagles 5-2. Oh. So you owe me lunch. The Giants beat the Wiz 9-4. Director Jordan is a long-suffering Wiz fan. He actually chose that team yesterday. He walked right through here after the show and said, "Go Wiz!" But they lost today, 9-4 to the Giants. The Dinos beat the Lions 4-3. Clark's Bears beat Craig Smith's Twins 5-2. Woohoo! Let's hear a shout, Clark. And the, well, your team won. Can you put a little more emphasis into it? It's early. It's so early. Yeah, barely awesome. Out of preseason here. And the Heroes beat the Tigers 3-2. And all those teams will play again at 3:25 a.m. our time tonight.
Okay.
So we're following it. You can go to their website, KoreanBaseballOrganization.org. That's what I've done. We're having fun. And my team is now 1-1. Clark's Bears are the defending champions. What a shock that he would... what a front runner, Clark. What do you call that? Bandwagon jumper.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know what? Dan Ukrainitz, he's like, the Eagles. That's Saskatchewan's team, Andrew Alberts. I'm like, I'll take the Eagles. Didn't realize they were a basement dweller last year.
I got so many things to talk about here. Michael Jordan's eyes. You guys were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Why are they yellow? It's called toxins, guys. The CFL isn't going to take the easy way out. I want to talk to the sports doctor about that. People are wondering how this is going to go. Maybe that will be our poll question, by the way. Do you support American players getting government funding from the Canadian government? Interesting topic there. Lots of things to get to. Sports doctor coming up next. Kim Coates as well in hour one. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live and Listen Live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. We'll get to the sports update coming up in a moment. We have just tweeted the poll. It's on Facebook as well for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Do you support American CFL players receiving federal aid for COVID-19? I'm not sure I have an answer yet to that for what my vote will be. So hang on. And I want you to think about yours, too. We've got star of stage, film, and screen, Kim Coates, coming up later on in hour one. But let's go to Winnipeg now. The sports doctor, Dave Patrician, joins us. Blue Bombers aficionado, season ticket holder, but he also follows the Jets very closely, too. How you doing, David?
Great. Thank you, Rod.
Good. Apologies for our feed breaking up earlier, and apologize to all of our viewers, but we are back. So, Dave, what's the mood in Winnipeg regarding federal funding for the CFL? I'd love to know.
Well, if you just go by what people are saying on social media, it seems to be overwhelmingly the majority of people against it. However, that doesn't really account for much in my mind, because it really comes down to people in and close to football. I mean, why can you run a business and apply for federal aid, whether it be wage subsidies or deferred payments on different things, and the CFL is a business? Your question just before you got to me about the American players, I'm with you on that, Rod. I have to think this one through a little bit. I think if someone is under contract and, say, maybe a CFL veteran, I do think there may be some help for that person because that's their sole income right now. I do think that the free agents and perhaps rookies might be in a different boat. Not under contract or even made the team yet. So it's kind of one that would really come up to debate. But I think people in Winnipeg are just really tired of hearing about aids and handouts and things like that and would like to see at least part of a season or something get underway. However, that being said, we never know when that's going to be. In my humble opinion, I was on Winnipeg Radio on Monday talking about this. If the NHL said, we're just going to shut down, we got to figure things out, see in October, I would have no issue with that. NFL, NHL, NBA, those leagues can survive for a small time without fans in the stands. So if they shut some of those down, I wouldn't have an issue because of the different revenue streams they have. Canadian Football League, much different boat.
Yeah, so where do you stand on that? And by the way, we should tell our viewers, you're a Minnesota Vikings NFL season ticket holder too, so we'll come around to that. But you're a way bigger Bomber fan than you are a Jets fan, so if the NHL shut down, you'd be okay with it. But what about the CFL? I can't assume you're hearing anything in Winnipeg because nobody's saying anything across the country from CFL people. But, you know, 8 games, 10 games, 12 games, 18, what are you hearing in that regard? What would you be willing to live with?
I think if you started it up at Labor Day, I'd be willing to live with that. You know, assemble the teams, which you can in August, get a bit of a training camp in, maybe one preseason game against your closest rival in STV, that would be Saskatchewan. Edmonton played Calgary. I don't know what you do with Vancouver. But I wouldn't have an issue with that. I think that when they go back, the fans are such an integral part of professional sports that I don't think it would be doing anyone favors. I don't know, Rod, I know you watched WrestleMania, but it was like almost dreadful at times to watch with no fans in the stands. And I think it would be the same thing with football. Yes, there's going to be people on the sidelines and there's other players and there'll be a bit of ambiance, but, you know, fans, I can't see that. I don't think anybody wants to pony up to watch pay-per-view CFL football, especially if you have money sitting in escrow for your season tickets. So if they came back and they said, yep, the Sunday of the Labor Day weekend, we're going to kick things off with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Saskatchewan Rough Riders and go across the country, I wouldn't have an issue with that. And I like that.
Well, you know what, Sports Doctor, by the way, so I put the tweet up. 68% of respondents on Twitter are in favor of American players receiving federal aid for COVID-19. And you can put me in the 68%. And you actually convinced me it is their sole source of income. This is what they do. It's not their fault. Not the least of fact is that they are my friends and I support them. What are they going to do if they don't get the funding? By the way, these are professionals. It is their job. So you made a good point on that. Now, with the Vikings, you know, we talked earlier about NFL teams are saying maybe they kick off in the fall and they allow 15,000 people into the stadium. Why couldn't the CFL do that? And that's in Miami, they're saying it. Far more densely populated than Winnipeg and Saskatchewan. So are you getting any communication from the Vikings at all because you're a season ticket holder? Have you been offered a refund? What's that about?
The only thing I was offered was a deferral on my second payment. I split my payments up into two, and it was due on April the 1st, and they made it due on June the 1st. I get regular emails really just talking about the draft classes and really nothing. I did have something the other day saying that, you know, thank you for being part of the family. We're working to, you know, make sure everything's safe. And I'm waiting for tomorrow when I believe the NFL's supposed to release a schedule. But, you know, there's a lot of different parts of the United States that really aren't safe right now. And I know that, as crazy it may seem, people are going to beaches and having massive protests and stuff in front of state legislatures. But, you know, folks, everybody has just to really calm down. And I think an NFL could probably start up in October and probably feel safe. But again, who's to say? There's all kinds of different things going on in the world, and we don't know where this thing's going to happen. Hey, it could be the Asia Murder Hornets or something next. Who knows?
Is that the team that you're cheering for in the Korean Baseball League? By the way, are you following the fact that we've all chosen teams? I think, Doc, you should pick a team of the 10 in the Korean Baseball League. I'm getting into it. I got to be honest with you.
I'm going to look this up. I love that name, The Wiz, though.
Is that going to be your team? Mine's the Wyverns, which I didn't know what they were. It's a form of Korean dragon, by the way. But, yeah, they are 1-1 on the season, the Wyverns. So look it up, Dave. It's actually pretty cool. ESPN is airing the games live. But back to the Jets for a second, because we haven't talked about this for quite some time because the NHL has been pretty quiet. The Oilers fans are saying it would be just a shame to cancel the season. They were 3 points off the division lead, and they thought they could challenge for the Stanley Cup, and maybe they could have. What's the take on Jets fans who were on a real roll before this all shut down?
Initially, everyone was disappointed back in March when the league pressed pause. I really think that has really faded. I don't see the people posting and clamoring for the return of NHL hockey right now. I think that it's May now. And I think people have other things to do. The province has partially opened up businesses and some services, and people can get a haircut like I solely need. But
yeah, you should. Clearly, you didn't.
Yeah. I know. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not. Well, you know, the rules. I don't know if you've heard some of the rules. No shoes, no this. Got to wait outside in your car. Got to wear a mask. Can't get your hair blown dried. So I don't know. What am I going to pay for? Anyway, but back to that. I don't think anybody is clamoring for hockey like they did back in March. I think that that's been put on the back burner. I don't see it. I don't see it in my friends' posts. I don't see it on social media. I don't see anybody really talking about hockey. And that being said, I know that the local radio station here has been playing classic NHL games. And I know that I can only watch so much 1967 Toronto Maple Leafs versus Montreal Canadiens on Sportsnet. But I don't know. I think people's priorities, like I said, you know, it's like a strike year or a lockout year or something like that. Like, I don't think the Edmonton Oilers are in the same boat as the Montreal Expos were back in the 90s, but I think everybody just needs to shut her down. Let's figure out when it's safe. And you just said, hey, we're just, no one's going to win this year. We'll see you back in October. I don't think that's a problem.
David, this has been an outstanding update. Thank you so much. I appreciate the support of everything we do. Glad to have you on the team, and stay safe.
Thank you, and you stay safe as well.
The sports doctor, Dave Patrician, out in Winnipeg, joining us today, and just a super-duper guy. We're getting a jacket for him, right? A hoodie? A bunny
Working
hug?
Working on that, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get him something.
He's requested a bigger size than we have, but he said he would wear it proudly around Winnipeg, which is actually saying something, because that would be inviting considerable abuse.
Yeah.
Although it's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better. And, you know, with the Calgary thing yesterday, I said, I'm not sure this is going to work. I got in the huge fight with Jeff, the Stamps fan, over Cody Fajardo, whether he should be paid for public appearances. Not just Cody, but any athlete, any public person. Jeff has joined us this morning for coffee, so I appreciate that, Jeff. And to some of the other topics, we do have breaking news today. The Estevan Bruins of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Proud to announce the hiring of Jason Tatarnik as head coach and general manager ahead of the 2020-21 season, formerly of the Woodstock Slammers of the Maritime Junior Hockey League and the Chilliwack Chiefs of the BC Hockey League. Jason Tatarnik, get used to that name. He's the coach of the Estevan Bruins, now replacing Chris Lugood. Some of the other things I have, and you guys let me know when Kim Coates is ready to rock, okay? 5 minutes. And I appreciate those people writing in with the questions on Kim Coates to ask him. I really appreciate that, because we were the two, what do you call it, ambassadors at a Rush game. That's probably the best way to say it. That's where I got to know him. I knew of him. How can you not be from Saskatchewan or even Canada and not know who Kim Coates is? But I didn't know all of his shows. So my wife and I, Cindy and I, went home that night to the Radisson in Saskatoon and Googled, whoa, like it's that long. And it's big shows too, right? So we watch some of them, and he's a super duper guy. But I just don't know as much as the Kim Coates super fan. So I'm inviting you to write in questions. And I see since we came back, we don't have comments on the Facebook wall. Probably won't have them today. I'm just glad to be on the air.
Yeah.
So I'm rambling somewhat to get but to get back on course. These are things that I wanted to talk about on the rollout for Flooring Superstore, and we got bumped because of a computer crash. Ryan Baracco, our technical producer, was saying the Cody Fajardo rant from yesterday had 15,000 views as of this morning, and it's escalating. It just hit Alberta. Our Twitter feed is like the coronavirus of sports. It's spreading, and it's just hit Alberta. So I expect that's going to go viral there. But the number one all-time video for views on this show, you know what it is?
Jay Onwright?
Jay Onwright on pizza.
Wow.
Jay Onwright of Jay and Dan on Regina Pizza, the most viral video we've ever had. That is the most viral, Clark. Is it not at 25,000? 26 and change. I don't think we've had one bigger than that. Number two, Peter Labardius on the importance of being good to each other. And that was at the start of the pandemic, looking after each other, which although 24,000 people watched it on Twitter, not everybody's looking after each other.
Yeah.
If everybody who watched it actually did it, we'd probably be in a better place.
Yeah.
Rather than getting in fist fights at Walmart over social distancing. But anyways, there's that. And the odd thing, the number three video for views, this was on Facebook, again, 23,000 and change, was when the SJHL announced their simulation. And the reason that went crazy, a couple of reasons. One, hockey is number one in this country. Whether you want to, the football people want to admit it or not, it is. So it went viral because all these hockey groups picked it up. A lot of that was thanks to Clark for putting it in those groups, but they all watched it and they couldn't believe that a league would hand out a trophy based on a video game simulation. And I was getting trolled by some fans from Yorkton that I actually thought that I got fooled into thinking that they were going to hand out the trophy. And I had to make it clear in the simulation comments on Twitch that I was told the trophy was going to be handed out. I made it very clear when I was talking to the SJHL, is this going to actually happen? You're going to hand out the trophy? And they said, yes, it is. And then with this 23,000 views on Facebook, there was a backlash from the hockey people in the league that said, absolutely no way. And I feel the head office backtracked and decided to hand out a virtual trophy, not the real one.
Wow.
But those are our top three videos for views. None of them had to do with football.
No. But you're up over 16,000 now.
It's going viral in Calgary. Another one. You guys tell me when we're going to break before Kim Coates, right? I don't want to screw this up. It's a big deal. This is the guy, by the way, that at the Rush game, he'd never been to one before. Everybody, I think, has seen now the photo that Clark put on our social media channels of him like whispering over my ear. What he was literally saying was, they play music through the whole effing game. And I'm like, yeah, they don't stop. It's amazing. It's so great. Kim Coates. And then the Urbans, the owners of the Rush, invited us both to go speak to the team after that game. And I'm like, I'm not talking to the team. Kim Coates jumped right in. I'll go talk to him. I want to find out what he said to the Rush players. So I'm going to ask him that. You got a lot of things to get to. Plus a huge benefit this Friday night for Stars Air Ambulance. That's the one thing that Kim Coates really wanted to get in there. But a Rush fan, Travis Pilon, you might know him from Saskatoon, wrote me and said, hey, the Premier Lacrosse League, which is the rival league to the NLL, is pitching a three-week playoff fanless tournament. Quarantining the teams. And he wrote me on Twitter this morning, and do you think the CFL will look at this? And I said, no, the CFL has to stage an entire season, at the very least 8-game season. So that's 8 weeks. I said, I appreciate the ingenuity. I appreciate you reaching out. But the CFL can't do a 3-week fanless tournament. What's that going to work? They can't go straight to the playoffs. There's no way.
No.
They've said, whether it's been reported or they officially said it, that they won't go less than 8 games. Well, that's 8 weeks if you're not putting in buys, plus another 3 weeks for playoffs. So unfortunately, unless I've completely... But the CFL's not going to take the easy way out. They want to do it right, or they're not going to do it at all.
You can't. You can't do a short little tournament. I mean, look at the Grey Cup. I mean, the integrity of the Grey Cup is on the line here. And how often does Calgary get out to a quick start, or Hamilton out to a quick start and really well? Are we just going to award them the Grey Cup because they had a really good start to the season? They had a good 3 weeks, or they had a good, you know, 4 or 5 weeks? No, you got to, you know, play teams a couple of times, get to the playoffs, really, you know, get to that point, and then you have the Grey Cup game where it means something. Yeah, you can't do a little mini tournament because you'd be one and done. That's not going to work in the CFL, so they got to do it right.
Clark, my monitor is slid off here. Do we have Kim Coates? We're going to take a break, and we're hoping to bring him on, the movie star, television star, Kim Coates. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Wednesday morning, May 6th. Episode 228 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this break. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, and you have answered the bell, as you good viewers of the Rod Peterson Show always do. You got some fantastic questions that have come in from, or for Kim Coates, from all across North America. Such a popular star of stage, screen, and film, and a proud Sasky, and he joins us today. Well, now Clark's got his hand up and says no. What's happening, Clark? He just went to the washroom. Are you kidding me?
Nope, now we're back.
We're good. Now he says we're good.
Now he's in the dryer.
Okay.
Are you doing this on purpose, Kim?
Yeah, I am. You know, every once in a while, a football player's just got to take one last little leak.
Ah, I got you. It's funny you say that, because one of the questions that came in here is Kim still playing hockey? You're at least a two-sport athlete. Are you still hitting the ice, hitting the gridiron? What are you doing for sports?
No, Rod, I'm far too old for that now.
Okay, fair. How are things?
Far too old. No, but I did get invited quite a few times. But how come I can't see you? I want to see you, Rod. I want to see your face.
There you
go. How do I get rid of me there, Scott?
Click and drag it, the guys say. Click and drag it.
There you are. There you are. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm great. Great to see you again.
Nice to see you again. That seems like a long time ago now, huh?
What is it? A little over a year? Yeah, it has been a long time. As a matter of fact, can I jump in with my first question? Forget the fan questions.
Please.
You went and addressed the rush after that game. I was too shy to. You weren't. And I didn't go into the room. What did you say to those guys? Because from what I hear, they were ready to literally run through the wall afterwards. What did you say?
You got to look it up on YouTube, Rod. It's all over YouTube. Just check it out. No, you know, come on. It's my first lacrosse game I've ever been to. You know, you hear a lot about the Saskatchewan Rush. We've got so many great teams in that beautiful little province. And to be able to win that game and go into the dressing room and talk to the troops for well over a minute, didn't get any jock straps thrown at me or beers thrown at me. It was a great experience, man. I had the greatest time. I hear we went and lost the next weekend, which was too bad. But come on, are those guys athletes or what? Like, how much fun is that to watch?
They're so tough. And I'll never, the photo of you whispering over my shoulder, I told the viewers earlier, you said, they play music the whole effing game? And I'm like, yeah, it's amazing. It's so great. I think it's so awesome for Saskatoon, huh?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, and I think their season, I was talking to Clark yesterday, it's kind of now, which is, again, one of the real drags of this COVID thing going around. I mean, all the sports that we are now not being able to watch, and I know that's secondary to the first responders and the lives that we're losing in this crazy world right now, but to reflect on some of those good old times, we should never stop doing that.
No, not at all. Your fans want to know, and we do too, which we are part of your fan group. How are you doing? What are you doing? You keeping busy, keeping safe? What's the last 2 months been like for you?
I escaped America just in time. And I'm not even kidding. I mean, my beautiful daughter, who's trying to make a difference and save so many lives down in the Los Angeles area, good for her. I know that my buddies in America wish they were Canadian right now. I finished a big filming session over in Slovakia, and I finished it on May the 6th. I got out of there just in time, got to America, and I was supposed to do a movie in Toronto, which subsequently got canceled, obviously, because of the pandemic. And I had to decide, am I going to come to Canada for the next couple of months or am I going to stay in LA? So I decided to come to Canada, and I've got, you know, a few places, a couple places in the West, and I got a place out East, and can't tell you which one I'm in, but I'm having a great time doing nothing but gardening and running and biking and hitting a few chip shots off the grass and waiting for the golf season and waiting to just see what the summer brings. I'm not sure acting is going to be starting anytime soon.
I'm sure. Well, we're talking about the sports world, but what about that entertainment acting world? How's it affected your industry?
Yeah, I mean, it's affected us all. It's affected Broadway. It's affected all the theater. It's affected all these incredible artistic endeavors, music, concerts, films, TV. I mean, we could go on and on and on, like many other things in the world. So I'm not sure when it's all going to come back and what's it going to look like when it comes back. Like a lot of people, you know, the producers that I talk to, it's all going to be about insurance, right? I mean, everyone's going to have to be tested, all the crew, the cast, and then who's going to insure a movie that's going to star Kim Coates and Rod Peterson? And all of a sudden, 2 weeks in, Rod comes down with the virus, or Kim Coates does. Who's going to insure that movie that has that chance that could happen? So I do think it's going to take some very special times of this lessening and then having the tests available to get back to filming certain movies and TV shows to make sure everyone's safe on set. And I'm sure that will happen, but no one really knows when.
To the fun stuff, Coatsy, from the fans that I said to write in from all over North America. CJ in Texas writes in with a
North America, Rod. Are you over North America, Rod? Is that how world. Big you become now?
We're global, baby. Well, you were just in Slovakia, so you know what it's like. We call ourselves the new Mr. Worldwide, by the way. We have 19 viewers in Norway every day.
Beautiful.
Anyways, from CJ in Texas, any news for Bad Blood 3?
No. CJ, I'm sorry to report. Like, that's a big effing no. Last year, my people who follow me on Twitter and people who, you know, when I do, you know, great little interviews like this, they hear little tidbits of what I'm up to and what's going on. Last year was spent and dedicated with my co-producer, Mark Montefiore, from New Metric to try and get Bad Blood Season 3 going. And it was a tough slug because it's such a huge hit on Netflix. And Rogers produced it originally, co-produced it with us. And it was on a very strange time at 8 o'clock at night on Thursday nights. And a lot of people taped the show, and that didn't count towards the numbers. And even though we won all those awards and it was just so critically acclaimed around the world, we couldn't come to an agreement between Netflix and Rogers at the time. So I don't know where that's going. I'm just so proud of that frickin' show to co-produce it and star in it and all those incredible Canadian actors that I got to help cast and work alongside. And, you know, Anthony LaPaglia, who played Vito, and Paul Sorvino. I mean, the list goes on and on. So at the moment, no. But you never know, right? You just got to move on and see what happens.
Montreal, such a wonderful backdrop for that series too, by the way. Yeah, great job. Yeah. It should be 7 seasons, 8, 9, 10, not just 2, but you know that it'll be happening. By the way, I got a comment, and producer Clark, we can roll it into one. I'm in the same club with a guy that you went to high school with. His name's Danny, and he came to one of our meetings one day with a photocopy of your yearbook. You look virtually no different now than you did then. And I'll roll that into Clark's question. Your character
Rod.
You look no different, man, other than the glasses. But he said you were a hell of a quarterback. Anyways, he says, Sons of Anarchy, Tig, your character was known to do some pretty outrageous and over-the-line acts. Was that something you enjoyed as an actor, or was it difficult to prepare for? So how close are you in real life to Tig?
Zero. Zero. I can't. Zero. Look. I've been riding motorcycles my whole life, right? Started on the farm in Saskatchewan and little dirt bikes, then Kawasaki's my whole life until Sons of Anarchy that became Harley Davidson's. And I've got a few horses in my barn in LA, somewhere between 3 and 5 bikes. So you figure it out. All Harleys, very lucky to have them all. That was similar. I've never been a one percenter before, really. I saw some club action when I was in high school in Saskatoon, but I stayed away from that stuff. But we certainly got to meet Sonny Barger and a bunch of his boys. And I'll tell you what, it's a crazy life. And Tig was one of those characters that I never knew what Sutter was going to write. And so for him to come up with his phobias and his toughness and his caring stuff and the dog loving and the love with Venus at the end and becoming one of the moral compasses with Tommy Flanagan, who's so brilliant on that show. So that 7 years flew by. and I don't regret a minute of it, and we're all still very close friends, and some of the shit that happened on that show, you wouldn't believe it if I told you. So, yeah, Sons of Anarchy, what a hit.
Speaking of, so D. Silva writes in on Facebook, and she says, what did Tig Traeger whisper into Jax's ear in the final scenes?
I can't tell you. I can't. What am I, an idiot? Don't answer that. No, I can't tell you that. Everyone asked me that, and that's between Charlie and me, and I'll never tell you. So, but what a, come on. What a crashing final season, right? So violent, so nuts. Kurt Sutter went right off the rails in that seventh season. And we filmed that last episode in sequence. And you never film things in sequence, Rod. You're a movie star. You know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
You don't film in sequence. Clark, you know what I'm talking about. Jordan,
post-production.
Right?
Yeah.
Post-production. So you shoot it out of sequence. Kurt Sutter, who directed that final episode, we shot from the very first scene to the very last scene. So that whisper, that day, was the actual last day that any of us actors who were still left on that show to see Charlie alive. And so it was filled with emotion, as you can imagine.
Lot of questions coming in about your role as the coach in the movie Goon. What was it like to be in a sports film, A, and hockey, B?
Yeah, when they, I was on the set of Sons when I got the call from my Canadian agent, Gail Abrams, and she said, they're doing a hockey movie. You're far too old to play to be a player, but they want you to play the lead head coach, Ron Hortense. Michael Dowse is directing. Jay Baruchel wrote the thing. Oh, my God, the actors that they had involved. I said, do I even have to get paid? Of course I'll do it. Yes. Can't wait. Read the script. And when I'm in. But I got to have the Adidas or Nike or whatever their sweatpants and sweat tops are. I got to have a set of that. And I got to make sure that I'm skating in this movie. And they said, absolutely. So I brought my old CCM Super Tacks that I've kept all these years, Rod. Brought my old co-host sticks. Damn, that was fun. I mean, we had real hockey players on there, you know. George LaRocque came on, tossed the gloves with Liev Schreiber. What a fun movie to be involved in.
Really, really good guys, for sure. And by the way, do you hear about George LaRocque battling coronavirus, hospitalized with it in Montreal? Did you see that in the news?
I did. And it's I texted him the other day. And it really touches home, right? I mean, it just really touches home. It's funny how many people ask me, do you know anyone? Or do you? And I've been very fortunate to not have a lot of close personal connection with anyone with the virus. And George was, my thoughts are out to him. Big hug.
Same from us. The thing with George is, because he's such a physical beast, you thought that basically, what do they say, the elderly and the vulnerable are the most vulnerable. If it can hurt George and take him down, what is it doing to the average man? You know, and George.
Well, that's why we're.
Yeah.
That's why, Rod. That's why we're at where we're at. That's why America has become such a shit show. You know, thank goodness for the governors, some of the governors down there who are taking this scientifically. The way they should, the only way we can. No one wants to lose their jobs. No one wants to have no money because they can't work. That's so beyond my grasp. Because I'm all right. I'm very fortunate. But I'm telling you what, and I feel for all those people. But this virus, it's weak in some. It's super strong in some. You can't predict it. Some, you know, we all thought it was just the elderly that were getting infected, but now we know that's not true. It can happen to anybody. So, yeah, I mean, in Quebec, I'm sad about Quebec. It's everywhere there. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's the hot spot up here for sure. Our director Jordan has a question. He is a racer by trade, auto racer. He says, "What is your favorite motorcycle, and how often do you get out to ride?"
You know, I've never really been a crotch rocket guy. My good buddy Eric Bana, he's a Ducati guy. He's got a few of those in Australia, and I've never seen him race live, but I've seen videos of him racing and touching his knee and going way too fast for comfort. So that's a whole different animal. My wide glide, I've got three hearts. Well, maybe four, but we'll keep it at, you know, Harley's in my house. And my Wide Glide is pretty special to me. It's so loud. It's got this beautiful Harley little fairing on the front and just takes a little bit of the wind off, but keeps you know, you can sure feel the outside when you're on that thing. And it's just so loud and it's so fast, people know you're coming. So I'm a real Harley guy now, for sure.
Rich Cote,
Redline Harley, right? I mean, in Saskatoon, Rich is my boy there. And every time I go home to Saskatoon, I always see Rich in his incredible shop there. He does a great job. And if I ever buy a bike and leave in Saskatoon, it's coming from that place.
Right downtown, 2nd Avenue, just perfect location right there. Beautiful view. I won't keep you much longer, Kim, because we could be here all day. But Lee in England, we've officially gone global, baby, with the interview today. Lee says, we hope to see you back in England in the near future. Any plans or is everything up in the air?
No, it's all up in the air now, right? I mean, it's just one of those times that it's just up in the air. So there's no plans on coming to England. But, and Rod, you know, this Friday night in Saskatchewan, right? I mean, Stars, we're doing a huge country and western concert with so many people playing. Brett Kissel, George Canyon, the Hunter Brothers. So I think you've got the info there, right?
Yes, I do. I'll read it. Yeah. Not only with all those fine acts, but on radio stations all across Western Canada. It's virtual. You can watch it. You can listen to it. How long has this been in the works? Because it seems pretty massive to me.
Yeah. Jerry Lynn Johnston from Stars organized this whole thing. And I was told about it through Lori Leach and Vaughn Wyant, who are with the Pegasus Project, which I'm one of the spokespeople for now with Stars Ambulance, trying to raise a lot of money. The COVID thing has cut into our campaigning, you know, fundraisers across Western Canada. So we got to do a lot of things visually now over the internet. And that's what this weekend's all about. So, there's going to be tons of acts Friday night. And there'll be more of these during the summer. And I know it's a tough time now, right? People are in a tough spot with this pandemic, and we're trying to stay happy through this all and supportive. And that's what us Canadians do. And if you have $10, $20, whatever you might be able to contribute, please do. Because as you know, Rod, Stars does an amazing job in our three Western provinces, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. And everyone needs help with those helicopters to keep them flying. And I know we'll come to the bat for all of them.
You know what, Kim? We see that helicopter in the air far too many times. It tells you what, there's too many emergencies going on. And anybody that needs info can go to streamingforstars.ca. All the acts, all the radio stations, it'll be carried on Facebook as well. Kim's Facebook page. You guys are all a big part of this. And that's maybe how I'll wind this up. You mentioned the Hunter Brothers, the Saskatchewan acts. You were kind of a pioneer. And the Rough Riders, of course, you guys had still have a fantastic partnership for those Riderville parties in Vancouver. Here we go. Watch this. What are you putting on? What do you got? Oh, isn't that the sexiest hat?
I thought you were going to say, isn't the sexiest guy you've ever seen with a green hat
too.
On, Rod? I thought that's what you're going to say. Look at that
I was
hat,
going
Rod.
To.
Look at that lid.
I bought one too. They're expensive. That is the CFL authentic retro version. I got it.
I would have bought it for you, Rod. I would have pitched in.
Oh, that is a gorgeous hat. I think it, not as good until you put it on. It's even more beautiful. How's that, Kim? but that obviously you're pretty proud of that relationship. I know that.
Well, I really am. And how about those five Huskies getting drafted in the CFL? I mean, what's going to happen, Rod? I mean, the Hilltops just continue to dominate. We know how to play football in Saskatchewan. The Riders have such an incredible team coming up this year. What's going to happen? Clark and I talked a bit. Like, what do you think, bro? Are we going to have a season? Is the NHL going to come back? Like, what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what. We covered a lot of that off the start of the show. The NHL, Gary Bettman saying, come hell or high water, we're doing it. And in Canada, it sounds like they're playing in Toronto and Edmonton as quarantine cities. So there's that. It's going to be delayed. CFL, not looking good. And Canada West football, which the Huskies play in, they've shortened their season to 5 games starting in October. That's the plan right now. I think we got to have Canada West football. I got their helmet right here on the desk all the time. We're huge fans of Canada West football. So it is king here. There's no doubt. That Hilltop thing, by the way, was just their 7th straight championship. They won. 7.
Fifth.
It was 7.
In a row.
Well, I said
that's like my Red Wings being in the playoffs for 25 years, and then they finally hit the you-know-what wagon. It's about time. They needed to rebuild. But, yeah, how about those Hilltops? Good for them.
Are you a Wings fan because of Gordon Howe?
Yeah. Yeah. I call him Gordy, but you can call him Gordon. Yeah.
Right, because you're buddies. Right.
All did
right,
you ever Kim. Meet him, Rod? Did you ever meet him?
Yeah, yeah, I did when I was on the radio in Prince Albert.
Were you able to shake his hand? We can't shake hands anymore in the world today. But did you shake his hand?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, was that not unbelievable? Like, his mitt was the size of a baseball glove, and he grabbed, when he found out I was from Saskatoon, he didn't let my hand go. It's like, okay, we got vice grips going on right now.
It's like,
Yeah.
Exactly. It's unreal. It's a great moment. Hey, Kim, let's do this again, please, and hope to see you on the screen soon with whatever you're doing. We're all following real close.
Thanks, buddy. Stay safe.
You too.
Pleasure.
Coatsy. Can I call him Coatsy? Kim Coates joining us on video chat here today. That was fun.
Yeah.
As expected. We'll pause and be back with Hour 2 in a moment. It's Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show coming at you on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.